It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi friends, it's Rella B. Are you ready to come and read with me? I'm so excited. We are going to have an amazing guest later on that's going to read us their original story. But before that, you know we have to get our brains and our bodies ready. And then after we listen to the story, we're actually going to have an interactive activity that will be linked in the description below that you can download if you would like to partake. So let's go ahead and start by getting our bodies ready. So we are going to reach our arms out wide. Reach them so far wide. How far can you reach? Just be mindful of your space if you're in a small space like a car, but try to reach as far as you can out. Stretch, 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 stretch as if you're trying to reach whatever is next to you. Now let's reach up above our heads. Reach high, high, high as if you're trying to reach the roof or the sky, or whatever might be above you. After that, let's reach out in front of us and move our arms so one is a little bit further than the other, and then we switch them as if we were trying to tap one area, but we needed to just push a little bit further, so we have to switch our shoulders. Can you do that? Like you're tapping with one hand on an invisible circle, and then you're tapping with the other hand. Now that we've stretched out our arms, we're gonna go ahead and tap our heads. Tap the top of your head with your fingertips. Tap, tap, tap. Tap around the back of your head. Tap around the front of your head. Tap down to your ears. Tap down to your neck. And now tap your shoulders. Tap, tap, tap. Does that feel good? Now we're going to pat our legs. Pat our legs. And if you're in a position that you can stand up, reach one leg up so you're only standing on one leg, and then you're gonna rotate your ankle. Rotate your ankle. If you're sitting down, then you can rotate both ankles at the same time. But if you're standing up, just go ahead and rotate one. And then we're gonna switch and stand on your other foot and balance and rotate the other one. And then wiggle our fingers and our toes. Wiggle, wiggle our fingers and our toes. And if you can bend down and touch your toes, that would feel great too. Bend down and tap, tap, touch your toes. And then we're gonna shake it all out. Shake, shake, shake it all out. All right, now that our bodies are ready, it's time for Rella's Riddle to get our brains ready too. This is how Rella's Riddle works. First, I'm going to give you 3 hints, and then I'm going to give you 10 seconds to guess. Are you ready? All right, here's hint number 1. I'm the way someone appears on the outside. Do you know what I am? Here's hint number 2. People often say, "Don't judge a book by this." That could be a couple of things, huh? Let me give you hint number 3. Hint number 3 is hairstyle, clothing, and facial expressions can all contribute to this. What is it? I'll give you a few more seconds to guess. Alright, this one was a little bit tricky, but if you guessed looks or appearance, then you would be correct. And today we're going to be having an amazing guest come on and talk to us a little bit about her book, which has to deal with a young girl with different looks and a different appearance than everybody else. And that's okay, right? Because all of us are different. Well, I'm so excited to hear about what she has to say today, so let's go ahead and welcome her. So I know that sometimes people are not always nice to us. I actually have a friend, Miss Erica, that says she was bullied when she was little and she is coming here today to show us a preview of a story she wrote from kind of her experience. So I'm going to go ahead and welcome her. Hi, Miss Erica. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great, and I'm so excited to hear this story. I know we're going to get a preview, so we won't get the whole thing, but I'm super excited. Can you tell us a little bit more about what happened when you were bullied as a child?
When I was bullied as a child, I was in elementary school, and I got bullied because I had pimples on my face. And normally we do not have pimples until we're in our teenage years, but I got them early. And so kids used to pick on me and used to call me bumpy face and call me other things like I'm diseased and to stay away from them. And that really hurt my feelings and it really made my self-esteem go down. And I didn't really love myself.
Oh no, we never want someone to not love themselves, but I've heard that you created a story that guides a child through figuring out how to love herself.
I did. And the name of the story is called Allison, You Are Beautiful. It's about a happy little girl who is going through life and she's loving herself. She's loving her friends. She's loving life. And then one day at school, a mean bully comes to her and asks her why she has spots on her face. And she says, hey, these are my freckles. What do you mean? These are a part of me. And then they start calling her mean names like a giraffe and dirty girl. And she starts getting really, really sad. And she starts not loving the way that she looks and start questioning, well, why did God make me look like this? Why couldn't I have regular skin like everyone else? And her mother is there to really let her know that, baby, you are so beautiful just the way you are. Never change how you look.
Oh my goodness. Well, this sounds like such an amazing story. I would love to hear it if you're ready to share it with us.
I am. I'm ready. All right, everyone. This is Allison. You are beautiful. My name is Allison and I am 7 years old. I like to draw pictures, ride my bike around the neighborhood, and play with my friends. I am in the second grade and I go to Glenwood Elementary School. I really like it here. I get good grades and I love my teacher, Mrs. Nelson, because she is so nice to me. My favorite part of school is when we go outside for recess. I have many friends at school who I play with during recess. One day, when my class was at recess, a kid named Billy from another class came up to me and asked, why do you have spots on your face? I said, oh, these are my freckles. I have had them since the day I was born. Billy said, so they do not wash off? I said, no, silly, they are a part of me. Billy said, ew, those freckles make you look dirty and weird. All the kids around the playground started laughing at me. They started to call me mean names like freckle face, giraffe, and dirty girl. Some of the kids started saying, such an ugly giraffe. Those spots look like dirt. I became so sad that I ran away from the playground and I started to cry. I went back to my classroom crying, and my teacher asked me what was wrong. I told her what had happened on the playground. She told me that she would talk to Billy and to not worry about it. After school, I usually go into the kitchen for a snack and to tell my mom about my day. Not today. I rushed past my mom in the kitchen and ran directly to my room. My mom called from the kitchen. Allison, your snack is ready. Come in here and give me a hug. I didn't respond because I was really sad and I couldn't stop crying. She came to my room and said, Allison, did you hear me? She noticed I was crying. She walked over to my bed to ask me what was wrong. I said, Mom, everyone was being mean to me today at school. They started to call me mean names because this kid named Billy said my freckles on my face make me look dirty and weird. My mom said, "Oh, honey, I am so sorry that this has happened to you. Many times people say and do mean things to us because it is a reflection of how they really feel about themselves." I got up from my bed, still crying, and I looked in the mirror. I said to my mom, "Well, why did God make me with all these ugly freckles? Why didn't he make me to look normal?" My mom came over to me and said, "Allison, sweetie, never question how God has made you. He has made you in an image that reflects him. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. In his eyes, you are perfect and beautiful." I said, "Mommy, I just don't feel perfect. Maybe the kids are right. I do look ugly and weird." My mom put her arms around me tightly and said, "Allison, when I see your face, I see a beautiful girl who is unique. Those freckles on your face bring more attention to you so people can admire your beauty. They are on your face to make you stand out and have people take notice of how awesome and gorgeous you really are. You are beautiful, my darling, beautiful beyond words." When my mom said this to me, it made me smile so brightly. I felt so much better about myself. I hugged my mom tightly and said, "Thank you, Mom, for always knowing what to say to make me feel great about myself." She said, "You are welcome, honey." She said, "Remember, Allison, you will only feel as good as you think about yourself. I want you to say this to yourself. I am beautiful. I am smart. I am good enough. I am brave and I am strong." She told me to keep repeating this to myself each morning until I believe it about myself. I told her I will do that. We went down to the kitchen and I ate my snack. We talked and laughed while I was doing my homework. After I was done with my homework, my mother started to cook dinner. I went up to her and said, "Mom, I do feel better about myself, but I kind of don't want to go to school tomorrow. What if Billy and the other kids start calling me mean names again?" She said, "It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about you. It only matters what you think about yourself. I can tell you all day how beautiful and smart you are, but my words will not matter if you don't believe them about yourself. Always remember who you are, and no one will be able to tell you that you are something you are not." Just talking with my mom made me feel even better. I asked her to take me to school the next morning, and she agreed. I ate my dinner, and I watched a little television before I went to bed. My mom came in my room and tucked me into the bed. She kissed my forehead and said good night.
Oh, wow. So Allison starts off getting bullied. So her self-esteem was really beaten down. And it only took one person to influence all of those other people to make her feel bad about herself. And then I love that her mom told her that she's enough and she's beautiful. But even if she told her that 100 times, it doesn't really sink in until Allison believes it herself. I think that's beautiful, and I'd love to know, what tips do you have to tell everybody how to believe in themselves and love themselves?
The tips that I have is, I believe that one, you should write down all the beautiful things about yourself. You can write about how beautiful your hair is, how beautiful your skin is, how smart you are, how tall you are, how short you are. You can write about all those good things about yourself. And every day repeat, "I am beautiful, I'm handsome, I'm smart, I'm intelligent. I deserve every good thing. There's no one else like me, and the world needs me."
That's amazing. So I think I'll definitely write down things that I love about myself and just remind myself, because it is easy to forget, especially if you have someone telling you mean things. So I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing this story with us. So where would we be able to find out what happens with Allison and buy her story?
You can find Allison, You Are Beautiful at all major publishing platforms like Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, Goodreads, and so many other publishing platforms. Right now, we only have it in paperback online, but by the end of this month, you will be able to pick up a hard copy of the book on all those websites.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing it with us today. And we are definitely going to write down some things that we love about ourselves. So thank you, Miss Erica.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day.
I hope you enjoyed that story as much as I did. And if you did, you can find the links to purchase it down in the description below. If you would like to become a co-creator, you can go to relevybooks.com/want-to-participate, or you can just click on the Want to Participate tab. Once you're there, you can type in your own idea for a story, and then behind the scenes magic will send it to an email for you, and it may just be read on the show. I really encourage you to go and check it out. You can also check out my Relevy Books YouTube channel, where you can see all of the amazing illustrations and have a more visual experience. It's so much fun, and I hope to see you there. Oh my goodness, we actually don't have any co-creators this episode, but hopefully we have some next episode and I can let you know how to do that. So that's all I have for you for today, but I hope I'll see you another day. Toodles!